Hello, how are you doing, Miss Nasim? Thank you so much. Great topic. And briefly, at first, I have to say congratulations to you and to your father. It's a great thing to hear from you, and a great achievement to establish these kind of education system. So I have to clap for you and your father. Congratulations for that. And let's talk about the things that you discussed here. So you said you talk about the idea in the schools. Unfortunately, we have this idea in all over the world. As I said, as I discuss about this, and as you can see in histories, usually, unfortunately, schools are mostly for brainwashing. They don't care that much, I can't find some people like your father to be so kind to do things for children, right? And which you're doing is very awesome. You know why? Because you're translating something that we can share to other people. And maybe they become aware that they can teach their children in a way that is very useful for their future, because parents love their children. But unfortunately, the status quo, the majority of people, they have this idea that they have to somehow let their children to go to school to learn things. And recently, one of my family members, one of my extended family members, she was just saying, what do the children learn in a school? So he's not polite, he's learning a lot of different bad things. So she was just complaining constantly, and she was saying that schools must learn, must teach them these kind of things, which is, in my opinion, bullshit, because they don't care that much. Okay, so which you're sharing, which your your father, and of course you, are doing is something that worth a lifetime credit and a card, invitation to heaven, in my opinion. So because it's a great thing, to hear such a thing. So let me give you my own opinion about the points that you shared here. You said that be a lifelong learner. I can see that schools talk about these kind of stuff. Usually you see students in schools, they're constantly saying, "Ah, please, school be done. Please, summer comes. I wanna go out and play with my friends." They have this kind of attitude, right? So I was a kid. When I was a kid, I still remember that I loved summer, not because of the vacation, because I could get rid of schools. So unfortunately, because they didn't teach me that I have to be a lifelong learner if I, in order to be successful, in order to be thrilled, huh? So be passionate. I don't see any passion in the schools, unfortunately. When my passion died, still I remember when I went to school, I wanted to go to a major that I like to study. It was about computer. I wanted to learn how to be a programmer. Of course, it was a dream that I had in the past. Right now, I don't like to do that. But I went there and I talked to the person, and he said that you have to be an accountant because we have some place, some empty place, a free place for the students to be accountants. So you have to be here. So they killed my passion there. So I went to accounting. I had no idea what I have to do. I was there, and I've been there for about 5 or 6 years, almost 8 years, because I've had some experiences as in damn, I forgot the vocabulary, unfortunately. Yeah, I had some in sirship. Ah, Mrs. Samin, help me. Okay, so I was just, working as a student in some cases. So yeah, unfortunately, that was my bad experience. So be ready to take risk. In schools, usually people learn to not to take risk, right? They don't usually do projects. They don't know what they have to do. They're so scared of the teacher, of their parents, unfortunately, because of the grades. They have this idea that I can take risk, I can do this because I am scared. And schools usually teach people to be scared, which, you know, this point is showing the opposite. In order to be successful, we have to take risk. We have to lose things. We have to be able to lose things. We have to understand that we need to lose things. And unfortunately, in schools, we usually don't learn it. Be able to problem solve and think critically. So yeah, this is one of the great ability that we have to have in order to survive in life. We have to be able to solve the problems. We have to think in a critical way, right? We have to see what's the problem. We have to understand the problem and then have the feedbacks. If you see the problem, if you can't solve it, if you can't see it in a critical way, you won't be able to have feedbacks. You're only constantly thinking about the problem. As a result of that, you won't improve, which I'm sure in schools, usually we don't learn it. Be able to look at things differently. Yes, that's true. That's a true thing. You know, for example, in many area, many textbooks in schools, we see things in a same way, right? You're seeing the math in the same way. I am seeing the math in the same way. We are just seeing what they're showing us, and which is bad. We can't see things in a different way. I have a different vision of life. You have the different vision. So we have to tag some labels on them, right? So this is something that we can see in schools. You know, most of the points that you're sharing here are the opposite that they are doing in schools, which is terrible, terrible, which is a disaster in my opinion. So be creative. Ah, I love this one, you know. I've been naturally creative. You know, if you give me something, if I can't do it, I'll find a creative way to do that. And as a result of that, you know, the way I speak with people usually is a creative way. And that's why they are attracted to me in some ways, you know, because I don't like to just talk. I like to talk in a way, in a detailed way. I like to make people to go through these things that I'm saying and find out that what's the purpose of saying that. That's why, you know, some of the things that I usually say is very appealing to people. And being creative is an ability that most people must have, which you can't learn in a school. We have to go out and learn it from outside in order to be successful. Care and want to give back to their community. Yes, that's great. Community. You know, care and want to give back. You know, it's all about this, right? It's all about getting something out of school and make a product and give it back to society, to the country, right? But usually, what do people think in a school? They think about themselves. They're constantly thinking, oh, I want this grade because I want to be superior. You are inferior because you're below me. And they want to just find a job for themselves. They don't care about the country. They don't care about their friends. They're just constantly doing that. They have this attitude. They've been taught that attitude that they have it in some cases that they don't like to give it back to the community, to the society, to the group of society that we have around us. Even people, I can see some people that they don't even care about their family. And that's how we became selfish. I don't know where this comes from, but I can guarantee that in some cases the schools made us to do this kind of stuff. We can see other people improve, which is terrible. Have self-respect. Yeah, a great one. I don't know, you know, if I continue like this, I think that it's gonna be 50 minutes or maybe 20 minutes. So self-respect is something, you know, it's saying the things that it needs to be said, right? So have self-respect. Great. You know, recently I've been talking to someone and that person was saying, I'm a loser. He didn't have the self-respect, and that was why he became a loser. He couldn't improve. He would not improve because he had no self-respect. And he didn't buy respect from other people. That was why. So have morale, courage. Courage. So morale, we talked about this, right? Morale is something that we have in a group. For example, we have a leader. The leader share the morale with people, with the group's member. And that team, that group will be so creative and so improved that they go forward and learn and learn and learn. And they fight for their purpose. There is two things in this point. It's morale and courage. Courage is the same as taking the risk, right? If you don't have the courage, you won't take risk, and which is very connected, right? So yeah, and be able to use the world around them well. Great. To use the world around them, you know, I learned as an artist, I found that artists have this idea that the things around them are connected to them. They see the things differently. You know, they see it with the right side of the brain. Usually the majority of people, they see the things with the left side of their brain. They won't be able to see things clearly. You know, if you show them an apple, they won't see the exact shape of an apple. That's why we won't enjoy a lot. Recently, I've been watching a video, and the person was eating, I can't remember the exact thing. I believe it was roast? I don't know. I have to search it. So, keshmesh in Persian translation. So, he was just eating that in 1 hour. So, imagine that. He was just taking little bites. And he was just tasting it. And he was just practicing patience. And at the end, he said that I was just enjoying that. You know? He was just saying that I enjoyed it a lot because I was too focused on that thing. And he said that I was just thinking how this thing got here and how I absorb it completely. And that was how he talked about this. And we are not aware in some cases, which we usually don't learn it from schools, as you can see. Speak well, write well, read well, and work well with numbers. I don't know what's the exact thing here, but I can say that speak well, write well, read well, and work well is a great thing that you have to cultivate in ourselves, right? So speak well. If you go out, usually not being polite is a great thing with people. They usually swear. They usually tell a lot of bad things and they think that they're cool. And I learned a lot of these things from school, from the people in schools. Unfortunately, I have to say that. I learned a lot of bad things in school from the people, from the other children. You know, And we have this idea that being a bully is a great thing. So we would bully people. So no one taught us to not to do that. So that was a very bad thing. And truly enjoy their life and their work. Amazing. Amazing. You know, the thing that you said was very appealing to me, because for how long we are gonna live? You know, this question, sometimes make me cry, you know, and sometimes I just think, for how long I'm gonna live? So why not enjoy my life and my work, what I'm doing? So it's a bad thing that some people, they want to die, and I can see it, and I mean it. People in my society, in some cases, they have this idea, they want to die. I don't get it, why? They have this life, they have this great thing they can enjoy. Okay, God gave us this life, so why not to enjoy it? Why to have this dream, have this goal to be dead? For what? So truly enjoy the life, truly enjoy their work. And in order to do that, we have to enjoy the things that we are learning, which schools are the purpose, the thing, the cause, and they have to teach us. Of course, the children, specifically children, because they are innocent. They're 6, they're 8 years old, when they're 6 or 7 years old when they get to school. They don't know anything. They're so fresh. And they go there, they got there, and unfortunately, they won't learn anything. They won't learn the things that they have to learn, especially in public schools. As a son, as a kid, as a boy, I was just there. And unfortunately, I have to say, I didn't have any good memory from schools. I haven't learned anything. I prove it. If anyone comes and asks me, prove it, I'll prove it that I haven't learned the things right now I know from schools. So unfortunately, the things that you mentioned here, none of them are in schools, which is very bad. I talked a lot. I'm sorry about that. And thank you so much because of the great topic and great let's talk that you shared with us. Thank you so much again and again, and congratulations to you and your father because of this great achievement. And I pray for your father to improve and be successful in this thing that he started. And thank you so much again, and see ya.